welcome to the Game Slave Podcast, episode 104.
I'm Assimilator reporting this week. Unfortunately, we missed last week due to family and house repairs, and Zelda Queen and Proteus had more family issues this week, so unfortunately they are not recording with me today. So as usual, this probably means it's going to be kind of a short podcast, but that doesn't mean I am not going to try and entertain you regardless. So what do we have this week? Well, I'm going to go ahead and start off by finishing whatever I'm going to say about Mass Effect 3, at least probably until some DLC comes out for it. I have managed to complete the game. I have developed my own opinions about the ending, of which I'm not going to go into here because there are probably people out there that haven't finished Mass Effect 3 yet. So if you want to know what my thoughts are, you can check out my Game Over article on Mass Effect 3. And otherwise then, my only main thought is people quit whining. I mean, sure, it's not the best ending in the world we could have hoped for, but it does have a finality to it, and you'll see what I mean when you actually beat it. I'm not going to go any further into it. After I did beat it, I did start playing some more of the multiplayer. I have prestiged at least one team, which at first I thought, you know, reach one character 20, prestige him, and then reach somebody else in the same kind of classes up to 20 as well. It doesn't quite work that way. You prestige all four characters at once. So once one reaches 20, you can send them there, and then all four characters in that level, for example, my Sentinels that were 1, 1, 20, and 19, all became all level 1s again. All four of them across the board. So if you want to keep, if you're thinking about leveling two of them, 1 to 20, escalating the other one and leaving the other one at a high level, you don't get that chance. You need to start from scratch again. On the bright side, it doesn't exactly take a long time to level a multiplayer character. One good round and boom, you've just gained 3 to 4 levels. And let's see. Angry Birds Space just recently came out, and they made some record downloads, hitting 10 million downloads in 3 days. That's a lot of pigs killed by birds using strange gravity physics. I really enjoy the new Angry Birds Space. I like the twist on things, how some objects have gravitational pulls, and of course they make it pretty obvious what the pool, what has the pull and where the pool's going to. And the way they kind of changed up the birds, I enjoy. I like the new way the formerly yellow, now purple bird works, where instead of tapping him and he just zooms off in a straight line, now he targets what you tap on. So you could shoot him past a target, tap on something, and he'll zoom back by past it. A little bit like the boomerang bird, but a little more controllable than the boomerang bird was, and much more direct. They did add a new bird, the Ice Cube Bird, which doesn't destroy much of anything, but he will turn basically everything into ice, which has the equivalent strength of glass. So you can use him in order to turn a bunch of stone blocks to glass, essentially, and then you can take them all out with the Bluebirds, which are notoriously weak against anything other than glass. Let's see, what else have we got going on? Let's see. I hope you weren't really a fan of the store chain Game over in the UK, because they have closed 277 Game and Game Station stores across the UK. Yeah, these people have apparently been floundering for a while, so I guess people saw this coming. They apparently have a remaining 377 stores that are going to try to continue business while they're trying to find owner of the company is trying to find a new investor, but if they can't be found, you can expect them to close up. Now, the more controversial part of them going out of business, going down pretty much out of business, is that basically you can no longer use any of their gift cards if you had any laying around. You cannot use the reward cards, and while no longer taking pre-orders, you cannot get refunds for any pre-order deposits that you've paid for. So if they end up going out, you could be out a lot of money if you have a decent amount of pre-orders with them. Of course, I think any money lost, even if it's $5, is a BS thing. You should be able to get your money back for pre-orders. Personal opinion, but hey. And then also, apparently there is a pub in England called The Hobbit Pub, and apparently it has, you know, Middle Earth themed fare, and has been in business for about 20 years. Well, recently, the company that owns the licensing for the Lord of the Rings series demanded that they start paying an annual licensing fee or face legal action and attend and eventually be shut down because of using the Hobbit trademark. Well, not liking the bullying, but, you know, enjoying the idea of the pub, Mr. Gandalf, a.k.a. Ian McKellen, and Stephen Fry, the master of Lake Town, have stepped forward and they're going to pay the fees for the pub in order to keep it open. Which, yeah, come on, guys. He's been in company for 20 years. Let the place stay there. But at least, you know, Ian and Stephen, great guys. I totally support what you're doing. And as quote McKellen from this article I found this on, that the company's actions were described as unnecessary pettiness, while Fry called them a self-defeating bully, called it self-defeating bullying. And apparently they even plan to try and visit the pub once filming is done, which would be awesome. That'd be great for the guy that runs the pub. Not only are you being kept alive by Ian McKellen and Stephen Fry, they're going to come visit your pub. It'd be even better if Ian McKellen was in the whole Gandalf outfit when he went down there. You'd get a bunch of people in that day. And I know a lot more is going on in the gaming world right now and geek world in general, but I really can't think of anything right now that I want to talk about. So that kind of bugs me, honestly. Be sure to keep an eye on what's going on here locally in Denver. Denver Comic Con is coming up in June, and just recently, one of the guests that is going to be there, a Mr. Nick Gilliard, I think that's how you pronounce his name, Nick Gillard, had actually just done a 1.5-hour Jedi training class, which was pretty cool. It would have been cool had I gotten to go to it. Unfortunately, I did miss it, but it would have been fun to go to. And who doesn't want to, you know, spend 1.5 hours getting trained to be a Jedi by the guy that invented the Jedi fighting styles that was used in episodes 1-3? Come on, people. That's awesome. You know you want to. The inner geek of you is crying out, why did I miss this? Anywho. So, keep your eyes out. It's DenverComicCon.com. They're trying to do stuff to promote the new comic convention up until it comes up. They seem to be doing lots of stuff, having lots of meetings, trying to include as many people as possible. We even recently did an article here on the Game Slave depicting, showing who some of the people that are their film TV guests. I plan on doing another article later featuring solely their comic book guests. Because there's a lot of them, and that was something I didn't want to try and put all in one article, was all the guests. That would have been, I think, too much of a read. So, look forward to that coming eventually. In the meantime, I'm going to go ahead and turn over the outro to the robot.
You can find us at www.thegameslave.com. You can also find us on Twitter at TheGameSlave or on Facebook. Also, don't forget to check out our store where you can find some wonderful shirts by the talented Zelda Grimm. And game on!